This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Russian President Vladimir Putin will soon be sworn in for another four-year term following his recent lopsided re-election. Politically, at least, his prospects look good. A subservient parliament, legions of loyal regional officials, and apparent wide popularity. If there's one group that's unhappy, it's the so-called Russian Democrats. They include many former dissidents who led the opposition to Soviet rule. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
At Moscow's small museum dedicated to the former Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov, organizers are presenting a new CD-ROM. It's a compilation of accounts from Gulag survivors and a partial list of the victims of Stalin's despotic rule. For Sakharov Museum Director Yuri Samodurov, this is a frustrating time. Only a few dozen people have shown up. He says most Russians have lost interest in coming to grips with the crimes of the Soviet security services, the Cheka, Stalin's NKVD, and then the KGB. For Samodurov, it's even more painful seeing an ex-KGB agent like President Vladimir Putin firmly entrenched in power.
For a country with a past like ours, it's incomprehensible for me to have a president who was for most of his life a KGB agent and who has not once condemned the activities of these organizations.
But most Russians obviously disagree. Putin took roughly 70% of the votes cast. What's more, of those who did vote for opposition candidates, most chose old-style communists or ultranationalists. Samodurov says that's partially understandable. Many ordinary people became quickly impoverished during the Soviet collapse and the period of robber-baron capitalism under ex-president Boris Yeltsin.
Hundreds of thousands of good people with normal jobs, people who were proud of their professions, they were turned into bums overnight. Enormous social disparities were created. That explains the complete disappointment in democracy and the desire for authority.
Sergei Kovalyov is a former political prisoner who's in attendance here today. The bespectacled Kovalyov is one of the grand old men of the early democracy movement. He now rails at Putin for centralizing absolute power in his hands. But Kovalyov calls Russian society politically diseased and not ready for democracy. Kovalyov recalls the hundreds of thousands of people who demonstrated against Soviet rule in the early 1990s.
Where are these 500,000 people who went out into the streets of Moscow? Many of them are the same people who voted for Putin or the communists. They didn't need change.
But liberal politicians like Irina Hakamada say they have only themselves to blame. Hakamada was the only Western-style liberal candidate who ran against Putin. Others boycotted. Hakamada got just 4% of the vote. She says years of bickering and factionalism in the liberal camp led to its demise.
We should admit we lost our own country. And not only because the Kremlin was bad. We got caught up in our own political intrigues. Now we have a very difficult road ahead of us.
One of the main charges against Mr. Putin is that under him, state TV has shamelessly manipulated public opinion. But there are still daring Russian media outlets, mainly in the print media. Some often harshly criticize Kremlin policy. One is the weekly Yeshenidelny Journal. Its deputy editor, Alexander Golt, says his magazine's problem is not censorship, but low circulation.
The reality is that people want to love Mr. Putin. People really don't want to read some bad news. Look, what freedom of press means to rank and file people. It's an opportunity to read bad news. People in Russia don't want to read bad news.
And Nikolai Ryabov of the Moscow Carnegie Center says most Russians knew exactly what they were voting for.
The most of Russians are waiting for from Vladimir Putin, not the policy of reform. They are still waiting for that the president has to restore this traditional paternalist function of Russian statehood, etc., etc.
The desire for authority is voiced even by some of the Uzniki, the ex-Gulag prisoners gathered at the Sakharov Museum. 94-year-old Marina Akrugina is an energetic, wispy woman who puts her hand on your arm as she talks. She describes how she spent 18 years in a Stalinist labor camp. how Krukina's crime was working as a typist at a state-run newspaper whose editor was rounded up in a witch hunt. But Krukina is more interested in talking about what she sees as the disorder in Russian society today.
There is no government these days, no life. There is a lot of sausage in the store, but life has become horrible, like during the revolution. We have bandits on the street. Money, money, money is all people think about.
Krukina uses a word that was iconic in the Soviet period, pariadok, order. There's not enough order these days, Krukina says. There's not enough order. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.